God is still on the throne, and prayer changes things.
This is Pastor Larry. The media determines what kind of a disaster we will fear. The coronavirus pandemic illustrates that very clearly. But is getting the coronavirus the end of the world? Is it certain death? Is it far worse than every other disaster? Is the coronavirus the Satan bug? In 1992, novelist Tom Clancy penned The Sum of All Fears. It was his fifth Jack Ryan novel and dealt with a Sodom, a small atomic demolition munition being discharged at the Super Bowl. While Clancy's novel was dismissed as mere science fiction, the fact is that the technology required to make a suitcase nuke is readily available to rogue nations as well as to madmen who want to commit a horrific crime. SATMs are very highly portable. The tactical nuclear weapons in the U.S. and Russian arsenals would fit into a suitcase. In addition to SATMs, there are dirty bombs, defined by the U.S. Nuclear Regulation Commission as a radiological dispersal device that combines conventional explosives such as dynamite with nuclear material easily accessible at a nuclear waste site. In Matthew 10:28, Jesus said, "Fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him who is able to destroy both soul and body in hell." In our modern world, it is easy to forget God. In fact, our modern world is working very hard to get everyone to forget God. Please don't. He's the one with whom we have to deal. Well, friends, we're back with Billy Crone. As we promised in our previous show, we have been learning an awful lot. Number one, we've been learning about our current society. And we've been learning about where human genome experiments are taking us. We learned a lot about Genesis 6 and about the Nephilim and about mixing the genome with strange blood and strange material. And all of this is fitting in a marvelous way into the prophetic picture. We are visiting with Billy Crone. We have a really fantastic offer. We have two books, Volume 1 and Volume 2, Hybrid Soldiers and the Coming Genetic Apocalypse. And then we do have a 16-DVD set, which you can have. It will be thoroughly, I don't know if I want to say it's entertaining, but it will be very, very informative. And I guarantee you will read prophecy in a little bit of a deeper, maybe kind of a colored light with a strange you, because you know what's going on and what's going to happen. Billy, tell us some more about all of these things. So wonderful to have you back.
Hey, thank you, Dr. Sparks-Mina. It's always great to be on. But yeah, it is very concerning. But again, I think it's, on the one hand, very exciting, because to me, we know that God's coming back to judge a planet. That's what the seven-year tribulation is all about. And to finish his promises with the nation of Israel. He's not done with the Jewish people. And that's why, at the end of the second coming, he sets up the millennial kingdom and renovates the planet to Garden of Eden-like conditions. So we know that, but we know it's a time when God pours out his wrath. But I tell you what, Dr. Sparks-Mina, after going through this research and realizing that every bit of God's creation, be it plants, animals, and humans, is being genetically modified as we speak to where they say there isn't going to be any originals left, my thing that kept dropping my head was, God has to come back. Because if he were to allow, and he's not, if he were to allow this to go full term, there would be nothing original of God's creation left, which again is a repeat of back in the days of Noah. And that's the common thread throughout this study, amongst other Bible prophecy-related issues. Jesus said, Matthew 24, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be the coming of the Son of Man. So do we see a repeat of Noah's day? Yes, certainly not only the general wickedness, but even the wickedness of hybridization, including humanity. But again, see, what these guys do is they pitch it to get people to go along with it, like, oh, it's going to be some sort of a utopia. It's going to be awesome. And it made me think, too, as I kept going through all the rationale of the transhumanists, the scientists, even the military, saying why we have to do this, why we have to genetically modify all of life. I was going like, I wonder if that was the mindset. I can't say it does say the Lord, but I wonder if that was the mindset of the people of Noah's day as to why they would allow that humanity to be hybrided out the first time. Well, you know, this is for our good. This is our next step of evolution. you know, this is going to be for the betterment of humanity, or this is going to save us and or provide a great life for all of us, blah, blah, blah. They're doing the same thing today. Now, let me give you a little teaser of some of the rationale they say, that if we just go ahead and submit to this and allow everything to be genetically modified, and specifically people, boy, here's the future that you can have. Listen to this. This is an actual quote from the Institute of Ethics on Emerging Technologies. Now watch this. This is what they admit. They said, you enter the wellness center, and you tell the receptionist, Avatar, that you're here for an annual restoration. And though your real age is 110, you would like to be restored to the age of 20-something. So the nurse then injects billions of genome-specific bots through the skin, and now you're set for another year. The above scenario may sound like a science fiction tale, but experts predict today that this fantasy will soon be reality, and pioneers are already working on it. And what they say is it will also go through, and this will repair any faulty DNA. So you not only get to reverse and have youthfulness forever, you get to get rid of diseases and stuff and anti-aging. Then it goes on and says it can do some pretty interesting things for you. When they inject this stuff into you, listen, it will allow a person to run at full speed for 15 minutes without even taking a breath, right? Because now your body is saturated with oxygen molecules, they say, and it's going to be wonderful. But now listen to this. It's the dream of most future watchers that we will one day say goodbye to aging and hello to being forever young and healthy. And they predict this could be, listen, appear in clinical trials by the mid-2020s. Folks, that's right now. And again, you're thinking, oh, that's just crazy science fiction. I'm telling you, this is what we expose. This is the technology that they're working on. Now, I'd mentioned before in one of the other broadcasts that what started this was a conversation I had with a geneticist about 4 years ago. You need to understand, we actually have stayed in contact with that geneticist, and we have actually interviewed her as a part of the documentary. I have almost a two-hour interview with her, peppering her with questions, like when we first met, and she admits, as one who's actually in this field, that this is not only what they're actually working on and already doing, okay, but she admits her concerns and her fears, and as much as they want to pitch this as a great utopia for mankind, it's not going to be for us. It's going to be for the elite. And you're going to basically have the genetic haves and the have-nots, and it's just a crazy scenario. But again, that's the tip of the iceberg of what's going on. We have a whole section on the history of how this came about and why we need to be concerned about it. And just to, you know, share with you some of the technology that recently has made this available and possible, some of the listeners, Dr. Spargimino, may have heard of this invention called CRISPR. CRISPR is an acronym, and it stands for Clustered Regularly Interspaced Short Palindromic Repeats. Well, that's a big for what? Basically, what that allows them to do is to literally slice and dice on the genetic DNA level. Like, you could take a single strand of DNA and cut that thing out and slice it back together perfectly fine. And it works every single time. Or you can take a slice out and insert it with another strand of DNA and from another human or even another animal, and it will slice it back together, etc. And believe it or not, that technology is already being used not just on animals, but on humans. Now, here's one of the many dangers of that. That sounds great. And here's how they pitch it. Again, this utopian society. Well, see, what we can do is we can now, with CRISPR, we could slice out that single strand of DNA that, unfortunately, people come down with HIV or some other disease, and we'll just slice that baby out, patch you together with CRISPR, and you'll never get HIV or some other disease. Wouldn't that be great? Well, yeah, that would be great in theory, but here's what they're already admitting. The DNA is so complex, folks, that God designed, shocker, okay, that they're now learning that, yes, you can now slice one strand of DNA out and keep it out and put it together or replace it with something else. But that one strand that you took out, they're realizing is so complex, it didn't just do the one thing, it did 13 other possible good things. So yeah, maybe that one strand was the strand that's going to keep you from getting HIV or cancer or something like that. But that's a negative, but that same strand did 13 other positives that you need to have to function as a normal human, but guess what? You took it out, and you can't get it back. And these are irreversible side effects. And it doesn't just affect you. Now you have altered what the term in the industry is called the germline. The germline means you've altered forever that person's progeny. So any coming from that person, any baby, any child, is going to be genetically altered right along. You altered the history of humanity. And you keep this up, and you are going to alter very quickly all of humanity. And they admit this. We keep this up, you're not going to have any true humans. Now, here's the bombshell. In that interview with this geneticist, and you can see it on tape, it's crazy, I asked her the proverbial question, wow, so they're already modifying babies. They're already doing it, folks. It's not coming. It's already being done. They're already modifying humans, okay, and again, animals and plants. But I asked the proverbial question, because they keep saying this over and over again, how far can we do this and you're no longer human? So I asked her scientifically, Dr. Spargimino, I said, her name's Anna Maria. I said, Anna Maria, I said, you're in this field. You're a scientist. You're a geneticist. All right, let's see if we can put a number on it. I didn't know she was going to be able to. I said, how much could you tweak the human genome? And that person, technically, scientifically, is no longer a human any more than an ape is a human. And you know what she said? 1%. All it takes, scientifically, is a 1% change in the human genome, and you are no longer, you may on the outside look like a human, maybe, but you are no longer technically human any more than an ape is a human. This is what these people are playing with, Dr. Spargimino, and it's crazy. Now, let me see if I can freak some people out even more, okay? And again, this shouldn't scare you and I as a Christian. This is all going to culminate in a horrific level, I'm convinced, in the seven-year tribulation. We leave prior. If anything, this knowledge should get us to realize that time is running out, the rapture is nearer than it's ever been before, and we need to finish strong and faithful as Christians. It's not a time to be fearful, it's a time to be faithful. But a lot of people say, well, I tell you what, I'll never go into a scientific lab, and I'll never let them CRISPR me, no siree, you know. Well, this is another field that she's in that blew me away. In the first broadcast, we talked about the science of what's called epigenetics. Now, epigenetics is the modifications of genes and the genetic code without even using CRISPR. And believe it or not, you can be genetically modified, epigenetics, without ever setting foot in a lab. In fact, you may already be being genetically modified, okay? Because there's certain things that you can be exposed to externally and inject into your body internally that will actually alter you genetically. That's the science of epigenetics. It doesn't happen just through CRISPR. It can happen through epigenetics. And let me give you a couple examples that people don't realize. And I didn't realize this, Dr. Spargimino, until I went down this rabbit trail. But it's already been proven that you can be genetically modified by being exposed to certain chemicals, right? And we know this because, well, boy, you get too close to that toxic waste dump, and, you know, you're gonna come down with cancer. Well, why did you come down with cancer? Because even though you didn't see it, you were genetically modified by being exposed to that chemical, right? And believe it or not, some people say that the additive in plastics, okay, is a way that we're being genetically modified for the negative. Certain things like what you ingest, certain food items can also genetically modify you. Some for the better, some for the worse. And this is a whole other realm that we brought up on the aspect of genetically modified foods. And again, it's not just plants, it's even animals have been modified. Animals have even been modified with human aspects. Let me give you one crazy example. They're actually modifying cows to produce human breast milk. I kid you not, folks. And so now you actually have a human-animal hybrid, but if you ingest that, you're not only ingesting cow genome products, you're actually ingesting from another human product. But it's supposed to somehow be safe? I don't think so. But the whole GMO aspect, I asked her on camera. I said, Anna Marie, I said, is there really a danger if we ingest genetically modified animals and genetically modified plants that it could have a potential genetic modification on us? She said, absolutely. And they're not telling people this. And she gave me an example. She said, for instance, let's use the common example of corn. Corn's been genetically modified for a long time. She said, but a lot of it, what they do is they genetically modify corn so it's resistant to a certain type of bacteria. She said, the danger of that is you ingest that corn that now has a resistance to bacteria, and you eat that corn, it has the potentiality in your intestines to make you resistant to bacteria. But the problem is, what do we need? In order for you to digest food, we need bacteria. In fact, there's a movement now, people say, I need biotics, probiotics, I got to have, you know, these bacteria, healthy bacteria in my gut. Well, that could wipe it out. What kind of effects is that going to have on you? Oh, here's another one that we expose. You know what they're finally now coming out and saying? Marijuana. Marijuana will actually genetically modify you and your progeny for generations to come in a negative way. We exposed this baby. I couldn't believe it. And gee, aren't you glad that even in our own country, states are passing that, making that legal? We have no idea the long-term ramifications of that decision alone. And then here's the big one. Talk about the coronavirus. What's the antidote? Oh, we got to have this vaccine, right? Dr. Spargimino, we have a whole giant section, and Anne Marie was very concerned about this, and vaccines. We're not being told what's in these vaccines, and they have the potentiality to genetically modify you in a serious negative way. In fact, she said, here we have the pharmaceutical industry who is forced by law to say, when I ingest this pill internally, it could fix this problem, but it could potentially give me another problem, like liver disease, thoughts of suicide, cancer, you know, whatever. Yeah, they help me to stop smoking, but I've got all these negative side effects. They have to do that. She says right now the vaccine industry does not have to put out any disclaimers. And she said, you can't tell me that if a pill that you ingest comes with negative side effects, that a vaccine that you ingest through an injection doesn't also have negative side effects. She says, but we're not being told. We're being lied to, and we don't know any long-term effects of what this is happening. And this is stuff we need to be concerned about.
You're absolutely right. This germline tampering, and it's so easy, and it could happen without our knowledge in our food, in the air, in vaccines. We could be, you know, we could be experimented on, and yet we think we're taking something good. And boy, that'll make you paranoid. But we do have a great God. God is still on the throne, and prayer changes things. Billy, tremendous presentation. Thank you so much. And friends, I really want to recommend these two books and this 16 DVD set. Matthew will come to the mic and tell you how to get something that I think will really change your life. You can sit down, look at the video. Wow, what research and what material here. You will learn so much and have a new insight, a new depth into the prophetic word.
Thank you, Pastor Larry. Our very special offer today is the brand new 16 DVD set, a total of 32 hours, titled Hybrids, Super Soldiers, and the Coming Genetic Apocalypse. You can have your own set of this just-released volume for a gift of $70 if you live in the United States and $90 if you live in Canada. To place your order, just call our toll-free number 1-800-652-1144. You can also order by writing to us at Post Office Box 76834, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma 73147. And of course, you can order this amazing collection anytime online on our website at swrc.com. This is perfect for those who have to stay home. It has absolutely amazing graphics. We also have the book with the same title for a gift of $40 if you live in the United States and $70 if you live in Canada. There is so much information that the book comes in two volumes. Our super offer today is to get both the 16 DVD set and the book for a gift of $90. Call now to get yours, 1-800-652-1144. Or write to us at Post Office Box 76834, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma 73147. And visit us online at swrc.com. Here's a special report by Jerry Tyson.
Thanks for making room for me at the table. I found this item at One Political Plaza on April 30th, 2020. The title was Another Movie Mocks Christianity, written by Monica Cole. Michael Jackson's 22-year-old daughter, Paris, will play a gender-bending Jesus Christ in the upcoming movie Habit. She will portray the religious figure wearing a traditional robe, tousled hair, including a single accent braid, and a nose ring. The actress and musician will star in the indie film opposite Bella Thorne, who will play a street-smart girl with a Jesus fetish who masquerades as a nun while trying to escape the consequences of a violent drug deal. Other confirmed cast members include a handful of singers. One of the film's producers, Jonathan Leach, told Entertainment Weekly that music will also play a central role in the film. "We intentionally stacked the film with rock stars and will have a very rocking soundtrack." The sacrilegious movie Habit mocks Christianity and ridicules people of faith. Elevated Films represents the U.S. rights to the project. Elevated Films has obviously gone too far. The company would never in a million years produce a film that defamed Muhammad in a similar fashion. Habit, directed by first-time feature director Janelle Shurtcliffe, has already been filmed and is currently in post-production. The film does not yet have a release date or a distributor. Well, I think here we have yet another indication of how far those who hate the Bible and biblical Christianity will go. The challenge is given to us. Time is short, and we need to be occupying until Jesus returns for us.
In Acts 2, God promises to pour out His Spirit on our sons and daughters. Quote, "Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams," we read in verse 17. In her book, Unscrambling the Millennial Paradox, Why the Unreachables May Be Key to the Next Great Awakening, author Allie Anderson shows how young adults have a tremendous potential for affecting significant change in the culture. Keith Green and his wife Melody Green were part of that prophecy, along with so many other young people who had been impacted by the awakening under Chuck Smith and Greg Laurie that started in the 1970s in California and moved eastward. Keith Green was a talented secular musician who signed his first record deal at the age of 11. His teen years were spent in a tumultuous search for meaning that led him to drugs, Eastern mysticism, and free love. After meeting and marrying a woman named Melody, Keith Green met Jesus. Keith Green's life was radically changed. He and Melody opened their home to the lost, addicted people who needed a place to get off drugs, homeless people who needed shelter, just about anyone who was in need. All were welcome to stay at what was later dubbed the Greenhouse. It was a place where people could grow in the Lord and flourish like well-watered plants in a greenhouse.
Keith Green grew in the Christian faith, wrote songs, and was known for his passionate pursuit of God. He had a John the Baptist-type ministry, calling believers to wake up, repent, and live a consistent Christian life. He even said that had it not been for hypocritical Christians, he may have personally come to Christ sooner than he did. Keith Green wrote and sang about his relationships with Jesus, sometimes with brutal honesty and complete vulnerability. He wrote a song titled, "My Eyes Are Dry." The words go like this: "My eyes are dry, my faith is old, my heart is hard, my prayers are cold, and I know how I ought to be, live to you and dead to me."
Keith Green's frustration was not just about himself. He sang about complacent believers and church members who were lukewarm and who fit the biblical description of the church at Laodicea. One of his songs was especially confrontational. It was entitled, "Asleep in the Light." Do you see all the people sinking down? Don't you care? Don't you care? Are you going to let them drown? How can you be so numb not to care if they come? Keith Green died in a plane crash in 1982, but his wife Melody became one of the early leaders of the pro-life movement. She produced a video documentary on the biblical basis for the pro-life movement. It is very graphic and comes with a warning. Melody presented the film to President Ronald Reagan. The president responded with a personal letter how deeply he and his wife were moved by the film. As Allie Anderson points out in her book, young people and millennials are often harshly criticized, yet she also points out that they are looking for meaning and purpose, and want to be part of a significant movement for good.
That's right, Pastor Larry. Young people are examining America's abortion-on-demand policy. They are part of the coming civil war in America over the issue of abortion. Ohio, Kentucky, Missouri, Arkansas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, and Georgia, along with Utah, have passed or are in the process of passing strong pro-life bills. NBC and other major media outlets call them anti-abortion bills. On the flip side, New York, Virginia, Kansas, and now Illinois have passed or ruled on new bills that are the most extreme pro-abortion laws in our country's history. In California, Governor Gavin Newsom is inviting women to come to California to have an abortion.
Well, Marvin, intense conflict and the sharp division in the United States over these moral and religious issues is a good sign. We are not going away, and we are growing stronger. While state after state is standing for life, many states are standing for death, even allowing for things as barbaric as partial birth abortion, along with refusing to guarantee medical care for babies who survive abortion. Pray that as the pro-choice crowd reveals its true agenda, the ugliness of it all will strengthen the resolve of the pro-life community.
Thank you, Pastor Larry. Our very special offer today is the brand new 16-DVD set, a total of 32 hours, titled Hybrids, Super Soldiers, and the Coming Genetic Apocalypse. You can have your own set of this just-released volume for a gift of $70 if you live in the United States and $90 if you live in Canada. To place your order, just call our toll-free number 1-800-652-1144. You can also order by writing to us at Post Office Box 76834, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma 73147. And of course, you can order this amazing collection anytime online on our website at swrc.com. This is perfect for those who have to stay home. It has absolutely amazing graphics. We also have the book with the same title for a gift of $40 if you live in the United States and $70 if you live in Canada. There is so much information that the book comes in two volumes. Our super offer today is to get both the 16-DVD set and the book for a gift of $90. Call now to get yours, 1-800-652-1144, and visit us online at swrc.com. Thanks for being with us today. Join us again on Monday as we begin a new series here on the Watchman on the Wall program from Southwest Radio Ministries. We'll be right back.